Welcome back to Latinas Be Like Us, a podcast in a community that seeks to elevate the stories of Latinas working hard and pursuing their dreams while helping break the stereotypes that we experience living abroad. I want to thank you for being here and for being part of our journey. If you want to learn more about our mission or to leave a donation, visit latinasbelikeus.com. Now, we've had the privilege of hearing the incredible stories of some truly remarkable women. And on today's episode, I wanted to give you a full recap of those stories. We first heard from Mayra Gomez, CEO of Cultural Visionaries. Mayra is a pro at crafting authentic connections. As a copywriter and a marketing strategist, she specializes in helping BIPOC, women, Latinx, and LGBTQIA-owned businesses communicate confidently. Mayra's mission is to showcase her clients unapologetically, building trust and authority. Open to partnering with those who share her values, she is on a mission to create a meaningful impact. Now, the story that you're about to hear next is one of tenacity. From teenage motherhood to a master's degree candidate in mental health therapy, Marla, an Afro-Indigenous woman from Honduras, goes on a transformative journey of life reimagined at 38. Her story captures the essence of perseverance and the profound impact of therapy on her personal growth. We then spoke with Caro Cobo, who took us on an enchanting journey from her classical piano roots to the vibrant fusion of Colombian instruments with pop and rock that defines the signature sound of her band El Filín. Caro's story is a celebration of cultural diversity and the universal language of music. Caro believes in the power of love, compassion, cumbia, and electronic beats to bring joy to people. We then went on a transformative journey with Lizzie Luna, an artist who has seamlessly blended her love for creativity with the nurturing role of motherhood. Lizzie reveals the magic of shaping a family-focused lifestyle that thrives on wellness, nutrition, and a holistic approach. Her philosophy is, if you're going to do something, go all in. Speaking with my dear friend Ari Mondragon Mims is always a pleasure. As an immigrant from Mexico, she discovered her own voice in the U.S. while creating a support system for her community. Her strong dedication to helping those who are often overlooked through Dia de los Muertos shows her commitment to building strong connections and honoring the important roles of the family unit, uniting cultures. Your aim's personal narrative as a Latina in the United States underscore the broader theme of migration, representation, and the often harsh reality of cultural obstacles. Her poignant reflections reveal a striking portrait of adaptation and the search for community away from home. She wants to inspire Latinas to dream big, feel powerful, and be happy. In her own words, we can have careers, be creative, and do whatever makes us feel fulfilled. Lastly, on our previous episode, we heard from the authentic Kim Flo, Kimberly Parrales, an Ecuadorian millennial immigrant whose remarkable journey to the U.S. offers a treasure trove of wisdom and insight. Her compelling story not only highlights the struggles of cultural adaptation, but also celebrates the bold steps she took to establish her identity in a foreign land. As we reflect on these incredible episodes, it's clear that each of these women is paving her own path with courage, passion, and a commitment to making a difference. Their stories remind us of the rich diversity within the Latina community and inspire us to embrace our own unique journeys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Latinas Be Like Us. Remember to subscribe and share our podcast with people you think should be part of this community. See you next time.